2018.
What you got for me this year, man?
You're walking with the village.
Alright, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live in the village. Chance, my brother, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, you know, I got a little bit of time at work, waiting on a little project. About another 45 minutes, so let's record.
Let's do it, bro. Yeah. You know, this is the best time, right? When you can slide these recordings in and get after it. Alright, man. So, like I said earlier, we gonna talk about this Kanyezy, man. Like, what's up with your boy? What's up with your boy over here? What's up with your boy? That's all I got, man. It's just, and village. Let me preface this, village. For you, those of you that do not know, we've seen rap artist Kanye West. He was on TMZ. And he made a statement along the lines of basically slavery was a choice. And
by the enslaved people.
Of the enslaved people, you know. So, Chance, before I play the clip for everyone to view, in case they haven't seen it, give me your initial thoughts on what went down and how it went down, please.
Initially, you know, I'm like, Kanye, you done lost your damn mind. It's, you are so out of touch with reality. And want to paint this have this distorted image of history and our people. That you have this massive platform, you just need to shut up. That was my initial thought.
Mm-hmm.
And, I will say it has morphed a little bit since then.
Okay, and we'll get into that, because my opinion on him has morphed as well, and not for the good. I mean, I'm trying to approach this because one thing I try to do across the board, across the spectrum, bro, is be open-minded as possible to every little thing, every little facet of life. Right, in whether it's racism or how people feel about same-sex marriage, I try to absorb everyone's thought process. Right, so village, you know, like I said, we've seen this clip with Kanye West at TMZ, and for those of you that have not seen the clip, what I'm gonna do real quick for you guys, install screen share extension. Oh, don't do that to me. Oh, here we go. Got to add the extension, this thing here. So anyways, you know, while it's doing that, we'll go ahead and we'll just discuss, you know, discuss what my thoughts are. Hold on here. Maybe it'll play. And of course, here we go. Let's see. Let's see if it'll play for you guys. Chance, let me know if you can or can't hear it, okay? All right, here we go, guys. Just listen to this clip. Listen to Kanye, what he says, and how this producer, in a sense, kind of checks him on how his thoughts are.
I don't think people necessarily understand what happened last week with the Great Make America Great Again hat. What are you trying to do with the message you're sending?
Well, it was really just my subconscious. It was a feeling I had, you know, like people were taught how to think. We're taught how to feel. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to feel for ourselves. People say feel free, but they don't really want us to feel free. And I felt a freedom in, first of all, just doing something that everybody tells you not to do. I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like, you know, it's like so many rappers. You'll look at a video of Snoop Dogg loving Trump, but then he get in the office and now they don't love him. Like, Trump is one of rap's favorite people, no, right?
But we talk about yeah. this, that before he was yeah. elected president, people yeah. in hip-hop, it was an in thing to put Donald Trump yeah. in your rhyme somewhere.
Yeah. And by the way, right. I am in hip-hop, but I'm not just in hip-hop. I'm a black person in a black community, but I'm not just that. I feel like one thing is people try to minimize me to artists, hip-hop, black community. Yeah, I'm always going to represent that, but I also represent the world. When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews, slavery is blacks. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race, that we're one, we're the human race.
Do you feel that I'm feeling, do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
I actually don't think you're thinking anything. I think what you're doing right now is actually the absence of thought. And the reason why I feel like that
it's because Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living the life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real. Bro, you gotta be responsible, man.
Bro, I'm sorry I hurt you.
You gotta be responsible,
dog. I'm sorry I hurt you, bro.
Bro, your voice is too big. You got.
Okay. So let's go on ahead and dissect that, Chance. You know, I'll hit you with my thoughts first, bro. You know, okay. When I saw that, man, the initial clip that I saw, it was basically Kanye saying, you know, 400 years of slavery, you know, that's a choice, this, that, and the third, right? That's the clip that media played it, right? And so when you sent me that clip earlier today, I was like, yo, it's a different situation, right? I think the way he put his message out, maybe his words were not exactly what we needed to hear, right? Maybe it was along those lines. I'm not going to sit up here and condone what this man said because it is completely inaccurate, right? You know, we can look at the slavery numbers versus, you know, plantation owners and stuff like that. Yeah, did slaves outnumber their owners? Yes, of course. That's a historical fact. We know that. Not a big deal. It could have been an uprising. But the things that went on during slavery, right? The things that went on during slavery is what made us afraid and feel inferior into where we could not rise up. It wasn't until we became educated and was able to read on our own where we realized our value and our worth, or we started to learn that, right? But in what Kanye is saying, in context, I believe what he is simply saying is mental slavery, right? I'm thinking he's trying to combine the two, and he did it in the wrong way. I'm thinking he's saying a little bit of mental slavery and then slavery as slavery, the act of enslaving a race of people based on the pigment of their skin and where they come from. So I'm going to throw it to you. You give me your thoughts, bro. You know, go ahead, man. Do what you got to do.
So I think he was trying to clean it up and get to that part about the whole mental imprisonment. And he said, you know, then he tried to say slavery was too analogous with black people, just like the Holocaust was too analogous with Jewish people, which his thoughts were kind of jumbled. I don't know what's going on in his head. But I think, excuse me, in that first clip, he was totally off base with saying slavery was a choice. I mean, you can always say anything is a choice. You can choose to live as a slave or die, because that was the choice. You know, you were going to be tortured grotesquely, have anything you loved destroyed in front of you, and then you were going to die. And, you know, so there, yes, there was a choice. There were actually several uprisings, and they were quickly put down because, you know, you run after somebody with farm implements and they have guns. Let me tell you how that's going to work out. So yes, you lose some battles, you become mentally enslaved. That's part of what, as a culture, in this American society, something that we're dealing with the ramifications from to this day. And it's never really been addressed. So, you know, that's a topic for another show. But I think Kanye, his message was way off base. But after listening to the second clip, I think I have a general idea of where he was coming from and what he was trying to communicate. And I can respect what he was trying to communicate, but I also think what he was doing is extremely naive. Some people will never come to your side. Some people will always believe that they're better than you and you are inferior to them. You can approach them with love. That's biblical. And I'm all for that. But, you know, you can change yourself and how you respond to them, but you're not, you know, don't worry about changing them.
Mm-hmm.
You change by changing yourself. So that's all I got on that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to beat this with a dead, you know, beat it to a pulp, man. But, you know, I'm just, like I said, everyone, I think the biggest thing was how so many people, Black Twitter is just absolute savage, right? Black Twitter is just absolute savagery. We literally went in on Kanye West, and it was like, yo, as far as the memes and all the jokes and stuff like that. And, you know, I fell into it. Why? Because it was funny to me. I'm not going to sit up here and say it wasn't. The memes were funny, right? That's all it was. It was a joke to me. But for some people, for many people, this was really serious, what he said. And what I believe is what happened is there's a lot of people didn't get to see the full clip, right? I think the actual interview itself was like 30 minutes long, right? And I sat and I watched it at work, and I don't want to play a 30-minute clip for you guys, obviously. So I chose the best clip and that's available for me and what I think portrayed the message. And it was about 3 minutes long. But I think, like I said, though, I think the biggest thing is I think he was trying to talk about mental slavery. I don't think he was trying to talk about, well, he did. But I don't think he was trying to relay that slavery, it's in its core, in its foundation, was a choice. I believe that mental slavery was the message that he was trying to say, hey, 400 years and you guys couldn't overcome mental slavery. But even with that in mind, you know, when you are not able to read, when you don't have access to knowledge, that's where how we were defeated, right? It wasn't the fact that we didn't have the numbers, because if enough people felt that they were willing to die or be free, then guess what? We would have been freed much sooner. That's my opinion. But through slavery, we became mentally enslaved because we didn't know, basically, we really didn't know past the plantation. That's what it is. those slaves didn't know past the plantation. If it wasn't for the Harriet Tubman, the Frederick Douglasses, the things like that, right? Nat Turner, things like that, right? Those are the ones that we see that like, yo, we can do something about this. But right. you have to do it as a collective. It can't be three or four people scattered throughout history that are going to make this major change. Though I'm not saying they didn't make major changes. Harriet Tubman was influential in so many levels, freeing slaves, everything like that. Frederick Douglass, another one. Nat Turner, he was like, yo, I'm going to fight for this. And I'm willing to die for this. Right? So mental slavery versus in slavery where your rights, your freedoms are taken away, you can't come and go, is a different situation. So my hope is was that he was specifically saying mental slavery, but it doesn't appear that way. So it doesn't 100% appear that way. So go ahead, man. Tell me what you're thinking.
Honestly, even if he was just talking purely about mental enslavement, it's still not a choice because, one, the only people that have a choice in slavery are the enslavers.
Yes.
They're the only ones that had the choice. They could have said, you know what? We're going to stop trying to own people and work ourselves. We're going to do our own stuff. We're going to build our own nation and stop riding off the backs of free labor of other human beings. And but that's not the choice they made for 400 years. So, you know, the mental enslavement portion comes into play with, you know, one, they erased our identity. So you take away someone's identity. You know we are African. We don't know from where. We don't know what tribe. We don't know what modern day country. You know, all we know is we're from this massive continent somewhere, and that's it. So, you know, our heritage was erased. So now we got to pay somebody to find out where we're from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that is, to me, is a moral sin. It's unconscionable that someone could erase your history and then try to backfill it with some BS, some you know, sugar-coated mess that is supposed to be, you know, not reality, not based in truth or reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that mental enslavement is twofold. You know, at some point, yes, once you have the tools and the ability, it is incumbent upon you to do better. And so, and if you look at Black people in America, the vast majority are doing better. But we still have far too many that are stuck because geographically and mentally, they're in areas that will keep them stuck. And they don't have or see any other way.
Mm-hmm.
We have institutions that prey upon Black people and take away their choices, you know, the pipeline from schools to prisons, you know, this whole thing, you know, you have a taillight, you're going to get dragged out of your car for a taillight that doesn't work, really? So, you know, you have all these things that are working against you. You know, a person with a Black sounding name can't get a job, you know, even though has a less likely chance of getting a callback than a white person with a person with a white sounding name and a felon. So, you know, all of these things in America culminate into helping exacerbate mental slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody like Kanye, instead of talking about the problem, we all know the problems. He should set forth with his vast resources to empower other people to help them fix those problems. You know, he has the financial means. So now, because he is not the person to fix the problem, but he could empower those that can fix the problem
mm-hmm.
to do so. And I think that's the disconnect. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's just as mentally enslaved as the next person. He just has money because he's not. What is he doing to solve the problem?
Exactly.
Talking about it and saying ridiculous things. So.
And that's what it's all about. You know, you can have a message, you know, you can have a theory, you can have whatever you want. I'm okay with that. Right. Mm-hmm. But you got to have some kind of substance. Like, to me, it kind of seemed like he just spouted off at the mouth, you know, and I'm not going to sit up here and say that this brother is not intelligent. This brother is intelligent. Right. I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that this brother's got an album that's dropped or is about to drop, whatever the case may be, right? And that I discussed this with a coworker yesterday. You know, good or bad publicity, it's still publicity. You know, sometimes it comes off as bad. There's some people that are going to agree with you, and unfortunately, the vast majority of those people that agree with him watch Fox News. Go figure. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just unfortunate, man, that it came off the way that it came off. But did he say some real stuff in regards to mental slavery? Yes, he did. He said some real things in regards to mental slavery. So for that, I can kind of ride with him a little bit. But the statement of 400 years of slavery, y'all ain't figure it out. Y'all couldn't do this. Y'all couldn't do that. You know, slavery, like the hashtag says, all the memes say, slavery wasn't a choice. You know, there were methods used, buck breaking. Another one that I learned about, the term motherfucker. The term motherfucker comes from, it's a slave term. They would literally take a mother and son and make them breed and have kids. That's where that word came from. Right? People don't want to look at history and how, if we don't understand it, we're going to just repeat all this madness. Right? So people, you know, you guys can be down on Kanye all you want. You know, you can make the memes, make the jokes, whatever the case may be. But make sure you try to understand the full ramification of what he's trying to say. Make sure you understand everything. Because I understand his thought process on mental slavery, but to say that slavery 400 years, y'all had a choice, this, that, and the third, I can't ride with you, bro. So what are your final thoughts on this, Chance, before we wrap it up?
I'd say, you know, making memes and talking about Kanye and everything, how much different are you than Kanye? Kanye, take those energies and help find solutions to the problem. People are going to talk, people are going to say whatever, but go out and make a difference. You would individually make a difference in someone's life other than yourself. You know, each person you touch, who knows how many people they'll touch.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Yeah, because if all you're doing is sitting back and talking about it, how different are you than him?
That's true. I, Village, so you guys have heard our thoughts on Kanye and his short but brief thoughts on slavery. If y'all want to get a hold of us, Chance, well, how can the Village get a hold of you, bro?
You can get a hold of me at Chance W. Brown on Twitter, and you can find me on the Welcome to the Village page, stalking that page, and you can find me at chance.brown1 on Facebook.
That's what's up. Village, if you guys want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. We're trying to work out some scheduling as far as Slink and well, mostly Angie. Angie is now a business owner. I'm actually over here trying to look up her shop name. I forget where the shop is at. I didn't get a chance to go check her shop out yet. But she's got a shop, and I'm just drawing a blank. Y'all gotta forgive me. Just know that Angie, is a shop owner. She sells, different things as far as like, crystals and things of that nature. And as soon as I get, the name of it and I learn how to, oh, here it is right here. village. Okay, so I believe it's called Brujitos del Barrio. It's art, self-care, tea, crystals, jewels. She's open. Hours are Thursdays and Fridays from 5 to 9. Saturdays from 11 to 9 or by appointment. And the address for her shop is 2185 Logan Avenue, number 18, San Diego, California, 92113. All right. So you guys, if you're into the healing, the natural healing, the self-care, the crystals, the things that make us feel better, you know, the things that help us improve our daily walk in life, go check her out, make an appointment, go in there and see what you got. So Village, the show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email is welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. Village, if you simply subscribe to the Crowdcast channel, you will be notified when we're going to go live. So just go ahead and create a Crowdcast account, subscribe to the show, and you'll get the notification, man. For the people that follow us on Crowdcast now, thank you very much. Appreciate y'all. Etsy page is up. Search W2TV, shirts, wristbands, tank tops. All right, guys? Support the Village and all its ventures. Angie, support Angie and all her ventures. Support Chance and all his ventures. Slink, support him and all his ventures. Just get out there and show some support, guys. We really, really appreciate it. I Village, so as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the Village. 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 Get it.